Cape Talk. Pippa's on Twitter.
You can tweet her at PJC Hudson.
We're going back to the issue of child protection, but from a different perspective in this interview. I want to introduce you to an organization called Friends of Child Protection, which works to help children who have been victims of violent assault. They work hand in hand with investigating officers and other organizations to ensure that any child who has suffered abuse or trauma is offered immediate support in the form of a pack of basic necessities and comfort items. They've been doing it for 18 years now, and sadly, the need for their service is never ending. If anything, it's only growing. To chat to us more about the Friends of Child Protection, I'm delighted to welcome committee member Lenny Metcalf to the show. Lenny, thanks for making time for us this afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa. Thanks for having me.
I know the organization was formed back in 2002. Before we talk about what you do today, won't you just tell us a little bit briefly about what came what led to your founding?
You might recall that in late 2001, there was a baby who was raped and allegedly gang raped by the name of Baby Tapang. At that point, the Fair Lady ran an article, and one of our founder members read the article and made inquiries to the South African police station, which had dealt with that, and found that the child protection units were understaffed, supplied with all kinds of equipment, and decided that she needed to do something about it. So she got together some friends and family, and they started Friends of Child Protection. In the early days, in 2002 to about 2004, their main task was to provide equipment to the child protection unit. So they gave computers, cell phones, kettles, you name it. It went from there, and it grew to fingerprint pads and anatomically correct dolls and all kinds of things that the units required. But as life went on, in around about 2004, the child protection units changed, and they became the Family Violence, Child Protection and Sexual Offences Unit. And today we have 26 of those units in the Western Cape under the auspices of Brigadier Sonia Hurry. They're SAPS units. The 26th unit is a cybercrime and cross-border serial offence unit. And various other organisations have come together or have been formed to provide support for the victims of violence.
Yeah.
And specifically for children who have survived either rape, sexual assault, or just general assault. They've also grown a group of tutuzela or care centres.
Yes.
Tutuzela means comfort. And in South Africa, I think there are over 51 of those. Western Cape, we have 6. So Friends of Child Protection has partnered with the FCS unit, with the Tutuzela centres, and with Red Cross War Memorial Children's Hospital, Victoria Hospital, and the 4 Safeline centres in the metropolitan area. And we provide comfort packs as often as every 60 days to those units.
Now, Lenny, what goes into one of those comfort packs?
Oh, it depends on the aim or the person to whom this comfort pack will be given. But in most of them, we have new underwear to replace what was taken for forensic testing. We have toiletries like a face cloth, soap, toothbrush, toothpaste, just to help that child feel clean again. A snack pack, which has 2-minute noodles, box of juice, packet of biscuits. And then something that's really fantastic is we have a team of knitters all over South Africa, Knysna, Hermanus. We even have people in Ireland knitting for us. They knit teddy bears, and those teddy bears get put into the packs. We also give the children something to keep them occupied. So there's bubbles or balls or sticker packs or a notebook and pen for the older children. Little boys get spinning tops and balls. And then we've started to collect used and new clothing to provide to the Tutuzela Centre so that we can clothe the children who have been at the centre and whose clothing might be removed, so that they can leave in a dignified manner with something to wear.
Lenny, I know that you have provided these packs by the tens of thousands in the years that you have been going. And as I said at the start, sadly, the demand for them does not abate. That's a lot of work and a lot of financial contribution to put them together. How do you make it happen? Is it all driven by volunteers? Do you have corporates who are donating items? How does it work?
The actual physical packing and the obtaining of the goods is all done by volunteers. We have a committee of 12 and we have at least 56, if not 60 volunteers who come and help pre-pack and pack. We rely solely on donations. And we've had a few sponsors. So we've got donations, which you can imagine with COVID have dried up to quite a large extent. We have sponsors who have been very generous over the years. I'd just like to mention Dis-Chem Foundation, Royal Portfolio Foundation, Pack for a Purpose, the Sci Collection, Born Wild Gifts, Pep Stores, they give us sanitary wear. TVET College in Maitland has given us clothing. Astron Energy has helped us pack in the past and given us money. Community Chest, when they have. And we have a number of very much valued anonymous donors. So we ask for money, but we also ask for people to come and help us physically and to give us product. Just to add to that, we've packed over 85,000 comfort packs since we started counting in 2006.
Over 85,000. 85,000,
and that's only in the Western Cape, because our FCS units and our Tutuzela centres run from George through Beaufort West down to Frieden. Dull, I always get them mixed up, and then everything below that. So this is Western Cape only, but it is cross-section and it is huge. And as you said before, the need doesn't seem to be abating. It's just getting worse and worse.
Lenny, it strikes me the one sort of peculiarity of this scenario is that there you are, all of these volunteers working so hard to put these packs together. You hand them over to the units and you never have sort of personal contact with the recipient at the end of the line. Is that at all difficult for the people who are involved in this to know they're putting it out there, they're doing this work on behalf of a nameless, faceless child that they'll never meet?
You know, one of the things that we're very strong on is that a lot of the organization is prayer born. So we literally pray our way through the packs, we pray our way through the whole process, and we trust that the lives that we touch will be changed and that we will provide some sort of comfort. The children are children. They are babies, they are toddlers, there are little boys and girls who have been raped or abused, and we don't have access. We don't see them, we don't meet them. We have had feedback and we have had meetings with children as they've grown up who've come and said, you know, this made a huge difference to me and this helped. And there was a story of the little girl who received the comfort pack at one of the hospitals, who ran up and down the passage and stopped every person she found to show them that she'd received a pack and what was in the pack. We had a story of a little girl who went to an outing, and the person who dealt with the caregivers realized that she had one of their toys on her lap and immediately recognized it and knew where it had come from, because this organization provides wild animals to give to the children, and was then able to take special care of that little girl during the day that she was at the event. So we get feedback from the centers, we get feedback from the police who are extremely grateful for what we're able to give them, and we get feedback from the Tutuzela centers and Safeline.
Fantastic. Lenny, just in closing, I've got one eye on the clock. You've mentioned obviously that financial contributions are always welcome, but that donations of time and volunteer work, I bet we've got some knitters listening to this who would love to be helping to knit those teddy bears. How do they connect with the organization if somebody listening wants to help?
Please go onto our website. It is www.friendsofchildprotection.org.za, or you can email us at fcp@friendsofchildprotection.org.za.
Lenny Metcalf, thank you so much for joining us today. An interview I wish we didn't have to do, about a need I wish did not have to be met. But what amazing work those volunteers are doing. 85,000 of these comfort packs and counting. If you would like to help them, please look them up on friendsofchildprotection.org.za.